Welcome to the Memoirs of Her. This is your host, Indira Mendes, on the Memoirs of Her. H standing for humble, E standing for exquisite, and R standing for resilience. Please be advised this is a podcasting session coming to you with an adventurous and humorous life journey of a mysterious woman, including her accounts and life. So tonight's topic is going to be about the journey to learning the law of attraction. Abraham stated, "To better understand the law of attraction, see yourself as a magnet attracting onto you the essence of that which you are thinking and feeling." And so, if you are feeling fat, you cannot attract then. And if you are feeling poor, you cannot attract prosperity, and so on. It defies law. The journey to learning the law of attraction takes being patient. To understand the art of attraction, you have to first understand the act of repelling. To attract something means to at least be at one and on one accord with what is coming together and as a thought. For example, when you are consciously thinking about something and your feelings aren't in alignment with it, 9 times out of 10, you might create a situation out of something you thought of but may not wanted to experience. For example, you could be thinking about being in a happy relationship and may see a couple that looks happy together outwardly, which may be appealing and attractive to you. However, you may not realize that although they look happy together, he or she may have a bad habit of belittling and degrading his or her girlfriend or boyfriend or significant other behind the scenes. But you don't see that. All you see is something for the moment. And if you knew the truth of the matter, you wouldn't want to experience the type of pain in order to just be happy in a relationship with someone. So that's just a hypothetical of wanting something consciously, but not realizing the depths of, you know, what the person might go through, and just base, you know, off our assumptions that what looks or appears happy may not always be happy. So, you know, and on the contrary, it's just good to, you know, accept things at face value, and to also not prolong the thought into something more. Because if you saying that you want exactly what it is that you see, you know, it may not be something that you can handle in the end. You know how they say, be careful of what you ask for because you just might get it, right? So, on the contrary, another scenario. Let's assume you have a certain religious and traditional belief on a relationship. Now, this is pertaining to the subconscious, okay? How the universe responds to your subconscious and conscious thought at the same time, and why you need to be careful with the two, okay? So, you meet someone, you fall in love with the person at first sight, but realize they are not from the same ethnicity, religion, or tradition you grew up in. So you become friends with the person and realize they are a great person in fact and indeed. However, subconsciously, you know that this person will not meet the standards of your background. Therefore, you may limit or avoid bringing to light why you can never move on to the next level of the relationship with the person because of your beliefs and background. So as a result, the law of attraction responds to both our conscious thoughts and subconscious thoughts. And it is something we have to really take into consideration on our journey to attracting and manifesting certain things and experiences in our lives. So basically, with that scenario in particular, what happens is that, you know, you put limitations on something that could be promising, that could be blissful and happily ever after, you know, as far as being with the person. But because of our beliefs and our traditions and things of that sort, we put limitations consciously on something that may be good for us in the end. So I'm just basically highlighting how the law of attraction do respond to both of the two, but in essence of sometimes it may not be what we want, and sometimes it may be exactly what we want, and how we may repel or resist that which is good for us, however way we choose to go about the conflict, right? So moving along to the fact of the show. So tonight's show is the journey to learning the law of attraction, right? So, what not better than to ask, what is the law of attraction, right? So, according to Christy Whitman, she stated, metaphorically describing the law of attraction. So everyone that's listening to me on tonight, just follow me, okay? And just picture what Chrissy Whitman is talking about in particular. Okay, so she stated, when a C chord is struck on a piano, every other key that is tuned to the chord of C quivers in response to the note that's been sounded, because frequency that resonates at a similar vibration are magnetized together. This is the basis of law of attraction, which states that the energy we broadcast out into the universe is joined by and gathers to itself energies that are harmonic and resonate in frequency. Okay, so in addition to what Chrissy Whitman has stated, I've come to the conclusion that frequency, which is a wavelength, and force, which is energy, of your thought determines the type of experiences or outcome you'll manifest. And this is just the whole irony of law of attraction. Okay, so every thought process we have attracts similar people or situations that are either alike or not likely the same. For example, negative thoughts attract negative experiences, while positive thoughts attract positive experiences. Okay, that's not a rocket science, right? Okay, so moving along, how can the law of attraction be utilized in our lives, right? So the first things first, okay, always express your gratitude from small to great. Don't matter what it is, when you are always in that energy of gratitude and being appreciative, that is the pinnacle of opening the door for attracting what it is that your heart desires. The second thing that you want to be able to do is learn and practice the art of visualizing or visualization. Okay, when you do that, as far as, you know, visualization is just like imagining something, but you're bringing it more or less in the physical. You're making it more tangible, or sometimes you can visualize it in your mind, imagine it, and then you manifest it. You take action and bring about what you're thinking out into the forefront of what you visualize. So when you learn how to practice that, you know, that is constructing and structuring the attraction of what it is that you are visualizing and bringing it to the forefront. Okay, so look for the positivity in a situation. Always do that. That's a part of having emotional intelligence. Okay, when you have that down pat as far as having emotional intelligence, then you are able to extract the negativity in any situation or person and look at the positive and focus on just that and move along. Just like, for example, when you're trying to solve a problem and you're trying to get to the outcome of a solution, you know, it's not about the assumptions that's being made or, you know, how a person feels. It's about the facts, right? So the fact of the matter. So when you extract people's feelings, when you extract people's assumptions and you just go off with facts, that's how you can come up with a total solution that is more logical and practical, opposed to going off the assumption of someone's feelings and what they think and not what they know, you know. So I'm just trying to highlight the comparison between being able to extract the positivity in any situation or person other than looking at the bad or, you know, just the good or whatever the case might be. And just in particular, not to go off tangents, but I always feel that to balance out the scales, when given bad news about something, you know, you have to balance it out with something good. Okay, it could be something as far as finding an alternative or a solution, right? Or when you find something bad about someone, or you feel that they got a bad trait about themselves or a particular person, you want to be able to find the good to balance out who this person is, opposed to just going off of the person and their negative behavior or bad habits and just judging that person as a whole. So when you, at the end of the day, when you have both good and you have bad, you know, as far as the two, and it's a balanced scale, you get to see things from a holistic perspective rather than seeing it from a half perspective, you know, if that makes any sense, you know. So moving along to utilizing the law of attraction, right? You want to be able to acknowledge when you are in a negative mood and thought, and then find positive distractions. So if you know you're not feeling your best self, and you know that you are not in a very good mood or not having a good day, you know, you don't want to project that energy onto anyone. And you want to be able to just blow that energy by finding something to diffuse it with something positive. And that's how you able to distract, you know, yourself from that negative mood or feeling, right? So something that you might want to do is listen to music, or go exercise, or go take a run, just to clear your head and clear your mind, and just to blow off some steam if you're feeling some type of way, right? Okay, so that's also important when it comes down to the law of attraction, because a lot of times the law of attraction also go by our subconscious and our feelings and what we're feeling. So we don't want to attract more negative feelings when we're feeling negative, more bad experiences. You want to change that ASAP and immediately, so that way you can diffuse whatever it is that you're going through in particular, right? So another factor that I love, and I think that it's good for utilizing the law of attraction in our lives, is the positive affirmations. When we have positive affirmations, and whether we say it daily, periodically, or when we're going through something, you know, it is so beneficial to us, you know, being able to have a clear mind, you know, a clear perspective on things, and being able to look at ourselves from a standpoint of feeling confident and feeling whole when we have these positive affirmations as validations of who and what we are or what we want to be. So some examples of positive affirmations could be geared towards love, self-confidence, weight loss, good health, and other host of things that you can have, that you even make up on your own and tailor it to yourself in particular. But those positive affirmations are good boosters to your confidence and boosters to, you know, you manifesting good things and attracting good things in your life. Okay. And lastly, always change a negative perspective into something positive by changing your perception on the outcome in a positive way. So if you already got a negative connotation about something or a negative vibe about it, you know, do what is necessary to either remove yourself from the situation or to diffuse it if you have to still be in the arena, facility, or environment, however way you want to put it, of that situation in particular. You want to be able to, you know, balance it out with your positivity if there's something negative going on. And like I said, if you're the type of person with emotional intelligence, by all means, you might have to take the leadership role, or sometimes you just may have to take the listening role, where you just gotta listen and then be able to interject something positive to diffuse whatever issues or things that is going on in particular. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it's taking initiative to take the lead, or sometimes it's just simply just listening and waiting to respond rather than just reacting to a situation. Okay, if that makes sense. So this helps in utilizing the law of attraction in our lives when we take those steps in particular. Okay, so now I know that some of you guys are wondering, you know, what happens when we concentrate on the law of attraction. So of course, as I said, the title of the show is once more The Journey to Learning the Law of Attraction. So if this is something that you really and truly want to do, you know, and you are concentrated on the law of attraction and just attracting good things into your life, and you know, you going about planning things and being able to, you know, plan for your future and things of that sort. And then let's just say it's just three components that I've come up with and one that I already mentioned. That is, you know, the art of being able to manifest good things in our life. Okay, so one of those things are journaling. Okay, journaling will help you to gain clarity on your present reality and emotions. However, the art of scripting, or being able to use certain techniques such as the 369 method or more, and which I will talk about later on, is also as useful and helpful as scripting. Okay, so now journaling in particular, you may talk about your day, what you've gone through and things of that sort, just to, you know, balance out your emotions and for just your mental health, right? But scripting, the art of scripting in particular, is when you are talking about something that hasn't already happened yet. It didn't happen yet, but you're talking about it as though it happened already. So it's like talking in future tense when you are doing scripting to be able to manifest your outcome and the results of how you want to live your life. Now, I'll talk about the 369 method and how that works as far as manifesting things in your life in particular, but at this point, journaling is also something where it's concentrated on what it is that you know, feeling, going through, or what is it that you desire as far as the outcome of how you want to live your life. Okay? And then secondly is making a vision board. Okay, a vision board helps you to visualize and see how you prefer to live your life, or have a vision board as a motivating factor in reaching your goals. So a lot of people create a vision board just to keep it as a reminder of where they at and where they're going, you know, to keep them inspired, motivated, and when they feel discouraged, to go back to that vision board and be reminded of why they started in the first place. So having that vision board is a concentrated perspective on the law of attraction when you are being reminded of how you want your life to be. And then lastly, positive affirmations are so imperative. Okay, it's very imperative. Okay, so writing out affirmations of your own, or researching affirmations tailored to what you like to attract more of in your life, or to experience something for your overall being, is good for you to be able to attract good things and positive things into your life. So now that I talked about what is the law of attraction, how can the law of attraction be utilized in our lives, and what happens when we concentrate on the law of attraction, I am going to talk about what are the various methods of law of attraction and how does the law of attraction relate to manifesting in our lives. And then at the very end, I'm going to share some books that are useful to your journey on the law of attraction. But with that being said, I'm going to take a break and I'll be back. am back. So, what are the various methods of the law of attraction? So, as I mentioned before, the 369 method, right? So, how the 369 method works, you have to like writing. Because if you don't like writing or typing, but writing in particular is so important because it's your energy that you're putting into it. But if you don't like writing, then maybe this may not be for you. But you gotta like writing because you're gonna be doing a lot of writing to be able to manifest what it is that you desire, or to have that law of attraction in motion and you going about your journey. Okay? So the 369 method is that how it works is you write your intentions 3 times in the morning. Your intentions or desired results, and then 6 times midday as though you have it or it's done already. So you might want to say something. Matter of fact, I'm going to give an example later on. But let's say 9 times you write before bedtime where you express your gratitude. So is that 3 different times of the day in one day, where in the morning you write in your intentions 3 times, in midday, which is in the afternoon, you write in 6 times as though you have what it is that you desire, and then 9 times before bed, you know, and you do this for one day in particular, right? Or you can do it for 7 days consecutively, just doing that same thing over and over, you know, for those 7 days and see what happens the 7th day or the 8th day. You never know what happens, right? But I was going to say, for example, how the 369 method might work in particular. It's like, let's say you want to say, okay, I desire $100, okay, for savings. So you say that 3 times in the morning, right? And then let's say towards midday in the afternoon, you might want to say, I am so glad that I have $100 to save and put in my account. So you say something like that 6 times. I am so grateful, you know, or glad that I got the $100 to put in my savings account. So you're saying it as though you have it, even though you don't have it yet, right? And then 9 times you saying, thank you, universal. Thank you for receiving the $100 that I desire. And you say that 9 times, showing and expressing your gratitude. So that is something to give you a hypothetical of how the 369 method works. You might want to do your research and to get more in depth about it. So you can do that on your own time. Now, another factor is the 3-3 method, right? So how the 3-3 method work in particular is, step one, you pick one thing to manifest. Step two, you clarify your intentions. And step three, you choose positive affirmations. And then step four, you write the affirmations 33 times for 3 days. And step five, you be patient with your manifestation. So this is how the 3-3 method works, okay? So to each its own, right? And then we have something that's called the 5-5 method, where you write your desired thought to manifest 55 times for 5 consecutive days, and it's supposed to result in you manifesting what it is that you desire, your heart desire. Just like the 7-7 method, you write your desired thought to manifest 7 times in the morning, 7 times in the evening, and repeat for 7 days, consecutive days. So this is different various ways and methods on how to go about your journey on the law of attraction through writing, you know, if it's something that you are interested in doing. However, moving along to, in fact, how does the law of attraction relate to manifestations in our lives? So according to Elizabeth Scott, PhD from Revy Well Mind, stated, it is the optimistic viewpoint that drives proactive behaviors that in turn bring optimists such great results in their lives. Optimists don't receive their benefits from their attitudes alone. It's the behavior, the attitude inspires that creates real change. So in addition to belief being effective, you have to have and practice the following. So one is goal setting. Two is mindfulness. And what mindfulness means is a mental state, according to Oxford Dictionary. Mindfulness means a mental state achieved by focusing one's awareness on the present moment while calmly acknowledging and accepting one's feelings, thoughts, and bodily sensation used as a therapeutic technique. Okay, that is what mindfulness is. Three, you want to be able to have commitment, motivation, timelines, challenges, and support. These things are integrated in the fact of being able to follow the law of attraction and be able to manifest things in your life in particular. Okay, so now that I've talked about how does the law of attraction relate to manifestations in our lives, that's how I talked about it in particular as far as having those techniques and kind of analyzing how, you know, it's integrated in our lives just through those several things that I've mentioned in, you know, the whole law of attraction and being able to manifest things in your life. So now I'm going to talk about the list of books that will be helpful and useful to invest in or look into and be able to enjoy on your own terms. Okay, so without further ado, the first book up is called The New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. The Power of Now, also by Eckhart Tolle. And The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. And then The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. And The Thought Vibration by William Walker Atkinson. As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. The Master Key System by Charles Hanel. You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And The Attractive Factor by Joe Vitale. And The Famous Secret, The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. And The Secret of Ages by Robert Collier. Okay, so those are some books that are good for your journey on the law of attraction. And it is something to look forward to and be able to invest in as far as you going on your journey and being confident, feeling confident about what it is you're going to do and how you're going to do it, right? Okay, so without further ado, I thank you all for listening to The Memoirs of Her. And I hope that you guys enjoyed every bit of this show. Okay, and with that being said, bye-bye.